Darryl, the other day we talked about this whole issue of China, their blackleg import restrictions that they're going to use here starting November the 15th. I mean, the initial impact on the market was down. We've seen it rally since. The market has taken this into account, have they, Darryl?
I would say it has, and we, of course, did a previous report on this. You know, the issue is here, is this really a legitimate concern, you know, over food safety or food quality issues, disease issues coming into the country, or is it more of an issue of attempting to hold prices at lower levels as canola has been trailing the grain market in general for about the last 3 to 4 weeks now?
So as you've watched things shape out this week, our contracts have risen and done a pretty good job this week of coming back to the levels before the news hit. Are we going to move past those levels now, Darryl?
Well, that's the way it appears. Of course, we're focusing off the November contract right now, which is currently trading around 395. The spot where it broke down from was around 400 just prior to this announcement. November will soon be a contract that's come due here, Ray. It's into the delivery month now, so then it will switch to the January, and the January is over 400 as we speak.
So for growers who are watching this, is there a need to be nervous about any changes with this whole blackleg issue, or are we under control now?
Well, I think right now this will probably be a negotiated issue to get through this current year, but longer term, Ray, and we discussed that in a previous report, I feel that the grain trade in general is going to have to refocus the way it does its trade to make sure that participants and the grading of the product are properly qualified before they put things into the marketplace. Otherwise, we could have just a series of these kinds of disputes, which would be very disruptive.
So the whole way we handle our bulk shipments going to change a little bit?
It could possibly be that way. You know, a bulk shipment, like I mentioned, is very difficult to be able to screen that out, almost impossible. But if we were to move to more smaller type shipments, like container lot type shipments, then I think the quality control issues might be better served.
Now, Darryl, another thing you're watching is the U.S. winter wheat crop. The planting's south of the border. It's pretty slow right now.
Very slow, and they bought about 30% of the crop seeded in Illinois, which is a key soft red winter state, Ray. Normally it would be at about 80% right now, so much, much behind normal. And then there's also the issue of people just not having to do it. It's a double crop in most of those states of following harvest of soybeans. With soybeans being very, very late in harvest, getting the crop in is getting even more and more problematic, and now it's looking like it just is going to become an insurable item.
Tell me a little bit about that. We were talking just before we started this. The Americans have a pretty good insurance program?
A much different insurance program, Ray. It's a private-public effort, and it's more based on revenue, a grower's history and revenue and yields over time on an individual basis. The policies, you can take those out, of course, at planting time, and they tend to rotate around your yield experience and the value of what the wheat will be in the fall. So, of course, that's very visible to the trade in the forward contracts. It's possible for a grower to take out insurance contracts that would cover them for 50 to 60% of their expected revenue when they plant in the spring.
So, as you see this all shaping out, this is supportive to our wheat market?
Well, I would say it will be. It's very class of wheat oriented, which is the soft red. And the soft red is not the largest wheat crop. The hard red winter is in Kansas. But the soft red contract trading in Chicago attracts the most speculative interest. So if we were to have funds to get more involved in that market again, that's where we'd see it happen. So overall, you know, this does look price supported. And, of course, the wheat market has bounced up here along with everything else in the last month.
So as we've talked about before, Darryl, it looks like we've kind of found a bottom in this market for this year.
Well, we're going to continue to call it that way, Ray, that we've seen a seasonal low that happened in early October, a lot of it driven, of course, by adverse harvest conditions and a falling American dollar. And that lower U.S. dollar, of course, is very important for continued strength in the commodity markets. If you need further information, contact Darryl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.